So the Zabuli, when you Zabuli.
Recording in progress.
Okay, Rabosai. The Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Aleph discusses the in the third to last sort of medium width line. Discuss the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda back from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Bori Mine Deshaim. The Mishnah had Yerakos, the Brach on Yerakos, and Rabbi Yehuda said Bore Mine Deshaim. It's not exactly clear what counts as Yerakos. We find two brachos for Rabbi Yehuda. Just let's figure out technically what his shita is. We find in the Mishnah, he says, on Yerakos, Borei Mine Deshaim. And we also find, hidden in the middle of Shakta V'tari Daf Lamed Zayin of an Aleph by Koseis Es Hachita. We didn't really pay attention to that at the time. But Koseis Es Hachita, we talked about Hadama, we got into the Baruch HaChrona, etc. There's another brisa that says, Borei Mine Zrayim for Koseis Hachita. The Gemara says, Lokasha, Harav Yehuda, Harabanan, and quotes our Mishnah, meaning just like he has a bracha of Borei Mine Deshaim, he also has a bracha of Borei Mine Zrayim. The Shagas Aryeh has a strange shita, it's a bit of a shita's yachid, that while we have one bracha of Hadama, Rav Yehuda has two brachos. Everything is either a zera or a desheth. That's the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. He just assumes this as an aside in proving something else. It's not even his topic. He says, "Less le klal bracha borei pi adama b'shom makom," right? Because everything is either a zera or a desha. Meaning, when we have one, he divides it into two brachos. So, if here we have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda according to the Shagas Aryeh, he says there's only two brachos. But the reason why no one agrees with the Shagas Aryeh is, could be, we have a general word, he has two specific words. The reason why no one agrees with the Shagas Aryeh is because it's not shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al peiros ha'aretz ha'omer bori pri adama, chutz min hapas, etc. V'al ha'yirakos ha'omer bori pri adama, Yehuda omer bori min nishayim. It sounds like peiros ha'aretz are hadama, and no one argues. Yerakos are Hadama, and Rabbi Yehuda argues. It sounds very specifically like he does not argue about Peiros HaAretz. And that's why everyone else in the world, all the Rishonim and all the other Achronim, etc., you know, I don't know, who do we have here? The Ramban on our Sugya assumes, and the Meiri assumes, and the Achronim assumes. I put the Netziv here just because he's on the Mishnah, but lots of Achronim all over the place assume that the Ramban and the Meiri and everyone else assume he has three brachos. He admits that peiros haaretz are hadama, but there's also something called yerakos, which are different from peiros haaretz. There's peiros haaretz, yerakos, and there is zraim. And there are three categories. Exactly what? We see this, for example, in the Ramban right here on our sugya. The Ramban right at the beginning says, "In the Yisrael Yehuda Sover b'chol Dover she'osar pri per yonechal ad mevarech borei pri imin ilon who borei pri ha'if imin ainu min ilon borei da." Anything that's a fruit, if it's what's a fruit, right? I don't remember when I was a little kid. People used to teach me lots of useless information because like it was supposed to be an important fact, but I didn't have the context to understand why it was important. So they either taught me tomato was a fruit or that it wasn't a fruit. I think they taught me it was. So tomato is a fruit. So in all fruits, you say borei pri. That's pri haaretz. If it grows on a tree, you say borei pri. It's like an apple. If it grows on the ground, like a tomato, you say borei pri adama. And then he gives some examples. Kigon, kishuan, vavatichim, vishuan, kayotzvehem. Okay, he didn't have tomatoes. He had various type of gourds and pumpkins. And it doesn't necessarily mean exactly what it means to us, but it's all the same halachically. And garlic, etc. But yerakos, Sheyarka nechel, Yerako says the Ramban, is yerek, right? Green. He doesn't mean cucumber. Cucumber happens to be green, but it's not something that's by definition green. He means leaves, like lettuce. Lettuce, we eat the leaf. Then you say borei mine deshaim, because it's a desha, it's a leaf. Sheyarka nechel, vizaran ein nechel, gonzarina ginush ein nechel, vorechloin, borei mine deshaim, and he doesn't relate here to a daf lamed zayin, but obviously he would admit, that's what he talked about, yarko nechol v'zara neino nechol, that you eat the zera, obviously implying when you do eat the zera, that was covered in daf lamed zayin, there's also borei min ezraim, so he has three opinions, because there are things that are neither yerek nor zera, they're just peros like tomato, like, I'll give his examples, like, okay, we're not sure exactly what his kishun and abatichen are, but let's say cucumbers for the sake of argument.
But just the Mishnah says here's the aretz chutz min alechem, which is made out of chita. So meaning chita.
Ah, so the shagir would say the peros haaretz in the Mishnah are the zrayim.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Yehuda just happened to not, but it's still dachot because then why didn't he say Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisroel in the Mishnah, just like he says in the Brisa? So it's still dachot because in Echanami, because the Pirus Ha'aretz and Zeraim are the same thing, but why did he choose to argue about Yerachos in the Mishnah and not about the Zeraim? You'll come up with an answer. I'm not saying the Shagas Aryeh is impossible, but I am saying it's dachot, and whatever answer you give is going to be dachot. Okay, the Meiri on the Mishnah says the same thing. He says al yirakos, etc. You say bori minei deshayim. And he says since pri adama includes also piras haaretz, he needs a separate bracha for yirakos. Yirakos are separate from piras haaretz. So again, they're not the only ones around there because that's not in their category right then. But they think there are three categories. What is included in each of the three categories? According to Rabbi Yehuda, I think certain things are clear, right? A dagan is definitely a mine drawing from Rabbi Yehuda. I think everyone but the Shagas Aryeh agrees that tomatoes and cucumbers, or they have kishuin v'avatichin. Again, it's not exactly our zucchini, it's not exactly our watermelon, but they're close enough. Peros, kegon, let's call it by us, melafafon, ve'agvania, are for sure pri hadama, and olin, you could say, kegon, achasa, is for sure, I think, mine deshayim. Okay, there are some fruits that I'm not sure where they fit according to Rabbi Yehuda. Keep in mind, you don't have a lot of achronim discussing this because you're a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramban's gears are notwithstanding, perhaps.
Rabbi Yehuda had a problem with Leila Seder.
Why do you have a problem with Leila Seder? He would just say...
So
he said, Barim Yehuda Shayim, what's the problem?
Then he had to eat something in the beginning. You have to have the same category in the beginning.
First of all, so maybe he did, or maybe, again, we have all our sfeikos about whether the why do we need to patter the maror with the bracha of the with the bracha of the karpas, who mesupik with this patter by the hamotzi. Minastam, he wasn't mesupik about that, right? Most of our sfeikos to the tanor knew the answer. We just don't know which way. So mimanim shach. Either it was patur by the hamotzi, or he just made whatever bracha he needed to make. So that's not a problem. How about some in between cases? What about kitnios? What about kitnios? Interestingly, by the way, I had an argument with one of the fellows. Rashi, in two places, talks about how Rabbi Yehuda says within pri hadama there are deshoim and zroim. He's not so clear whether he means like the Shagas Aryeh, there are Desharim and Zerim, that's it, or there are, besides the main category of Heretz, it's also Desharim and Zerim, so I'm not putting them on the board. Where do Kitnios go? Are all Kitnios boring in a Zerim, or are Kitnios Hadama, like is Zerim special for Mine Dagon? It's like Mizonos, special Hashivas Mine Dagon, or Zerim means whatever you eat the seeds of? Over the Pashup shot, I would have thought, I wouldn't have even thought there was any room for machlokas about this, is that whatever you eat the seeds of, that's Borin Ezraim. Tomatoes, you don't eat the seeds, you eat the whole thing. Lettuce, you don't eat the seeds, you eat the leaves. But all kitnios, kitnios means things we eat the seeds of. And Rashi is very clear. He says, Zroim kigon kitnios. And I thought the Ramban also sounded this way when he says, things that you don't eat the zera are borimine deshoim. Sounds like anything you do eat the zera. So Rashi definitely thinks that it goes with Borim Yisroim. I thought that was the Pasha Pshat. It's a Mine Yisroim. Strangely, the Nitziv and the Merome Sada there, he thinks Borim Yisroim has to do with the Hashivas of Mine Dagon. And he says that he's Modeb Ikabor Birkas Bor Priyadama, Bein Bekitnios, Bein Belefis, it's known, etc. So the Nitziv, I think this is a big Kiddush, thinks that Kitnios go to Priyadama. Even though you eat the Zerah, because Zroim is the Hashivas of Dagon, I guess he would go to Kos Nachitin and say, no, look at that Flamet Zayin, Kos Nachitin, this special Dagon gets a special Bracha Rishon if you cook it, Mizonos, special Bracha Rishon if you bake it, Hamotzi, special Bracha Rishon if you eat it raw, Zroim. But I think Pashas is like Rashi, that no, he's just subcategorizing it, nothing to do with Hashivas, and rice is just beans, and peanuts are just as much of a Zerah as wheat botanically. The other interesting question is, what about root vegetables? Right? What are root vegetables? Carrots. By root vegetables, I mean things that what you eat the stuff that's under the ground, not like lettuce and tomato, not like tomatoes and like cucumbers, carrots. Like carrots, like potatoes, etc. What? Whatever. Okay, where do root vegetables go? So interestingly, the Nitziv here says that pri hadama includes lefes and tenon, etc. Sounds like root vegetables are peros, which makes sense. They're not leaves, and they're not seeds. They're fruits. Now, I understand a potato is not exactly, and a carrot is not exactly the same botanically as a tomato and a cucumber, but it's close enough for our purposes. The Ramban sounds the same way. He says that kol davar I think he says kol davar she'osar pri u'priyo necho. You say bori priyo dam. And his example is where does shum grow? Garlic grows underground or above ground? What? Under the ground. So he says shum is one of his examples. So he's like the Nitziv, but interestingly, the Meiri is on the other side. He says the Meiri al yurakos. I think he going prov v'silka v'karti v'tumi. Silka v'karti v'tumi. Silka in Chazal means beets. Like by us. Yeah, silka means beets, like by us. And those grow underground. And then he says exactly, peros atzma nivlan ba'aretz. He's very explicit. So root vegetables, that's called peros nivlan ba'aretz. The Meiri considers a desha. Why is he considered a desha? I guess because there's a desha. I know in carrots there's a little like leaf above the ground. I don't know if that's true for all root vegetables. Like in potatoes, is there anything above the ground? I don't know. But I guess you would say it's desha because it's like grass in that nothing's growing above the ground. While the Nitziv, and I'm I think the Ramban is pretty clear about that as well in his example in his description. Say it goes to be a dama. Okay, so that's the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Either he has two brachos, very strange sheet is yachad of dachuk, sheet is yachad of shagzari. He has three brachos, and then it's not clear exactly where to draw the line and what the getter of yurakos. Does yurakos mean anything that doesn't have an above ground fruit, meiri, or does yurakos just mean leaves? Which is the Nitziv, and I think the Ramban. In any case, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Seemingly not, because the Gemara says, "Amr Reb Zeir v'Seim Rav Chinah Bar Papa ain't alach with Rabbi Yehuda." Amr Reb Zeir v'Seim Rav Chinah Bar Papa, my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, the alach is not like him. But what's his reason? Amr Kara Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Friy Yom Mevarchin Oso V'Layla Ain Mevarchin Oso, Ella Lomer Lach Kol Yom Yom Tein Lomer Ain Berchosav. Okay, this seems to be pretty close to Pshuta Shel Mikra of the Pasuk, that, you know, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, doesn't mean you praise Hashem in the day and not in the night, it means every day you praise Hashem. And the drasha is, every day you give Hashem the unique praise of that day. And what does that mean? Okay, so Rashi says maybe it means Shabbos, you praise him for Shabbos, Yom Tov, you praise him for Yom Tov. If you want, you could say it just means you praise him every day for what's good about that day. But the point is, you should praise Hashem specifically, not generally. That's the drasha. So too, you should praise Hashem specifically, not generally, for foods, and therefore don't say general priyadama, say specific brachos. Okay, it seems to be pretty posh in how we paskin.
Seems to be. Why not say a gold
diamond? I don't know. Yeah, that's not a valid question. You can always ask how far to take something. This is his judgment call, how far to take it. Lani is dati. Ain't the dover self. The answer is because ain't the dover self. The Ramban here has a unique girsa in the Gemara. He is the opposite girsa in the Gemara. His girsa is, and he doesn't even know there's another girsa. Right, his Gemara just read Amar Abziri Seimer Chaninor Papa Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, which actually then would flow very nicely into my time into Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara is a little weird. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. My time into Rabbi Yehuda, but that's okay because we learn Torah Lishma even after we pass any Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We still want to know what his reason is. But the Ramban flows very nicely. Halacha is like him. Oh, so Taka, what's his reason? His reason is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And he brings another smach. He brings a smach for Paslag Rabbi Yehuda from the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah has machlokes about someone who has the fun of mitzvos harve. And the Chachamim say you should just make the bracha ala mitzvos. If you have a lot of mitzvos to do at once, Yehuda says no. Make a separate bracha on each mitzvah. And because Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And everyone there passes like Rabbi Yehuda. If you have two mitzvahs to do, you make a separate bracha on each mitzvah. You don't say bracha Hashem. We never heard of anyone saying Hashem is supposed to be on all the mitzvahs. So just like passing like Rabbi Yehuda and Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda here. And he says, Tema the Gaon and passing against Rabbi Yehuda. He's not sure why. Says maybe because a few times in the Perek until now, they use Bori Pri Hadama in things that were Zrayim or Yerakos. And then he has to go through each one. Well, if they're talking about the Mishnah, they were just commenting on the Tanakhama, the Mishnah. But he says, well, there's a few places where they were just paskening halachos in their time and place. And yet they mentioned the word Hadamah instead of the Shaim, so maybe that proves a later Amoran paskening against him. Okay, and he ends with a Tzarech Iyon, Tzricha Lefnim. That real actually means Tzarech Iyon, right? Tzarech Iyon means you need to be Ma'ayin. Tzricha Lefnim means you need to be Ma'ayin. As to why the Gaon and Paskin against the Gemara, of course, in our Gemara, the Gaon and Paskin like the Gemara, so it is no problem. The psak of the Behag is a little unclear, because the Behag on our Gemara didn't quote Halacha Kirab Yehuda and didn't quote Ein Halacha Kirab Yehuda. He just, the Behag just quoted you have to make for each type of thing its own bracha. And he quoted Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. It sounds like he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not clear. He never says explicitly in the Perek anywhere whether or not he passed like Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe he means to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but we'll see another possibility what he meant. It's not so clear. So if we talk about Psak Halacha, right? The Gemara and the Gaonim Paskin like the Chachamim. The Girsas of the Ramban in the Gemara, and maybe the Behag, although one would think he could have been clearer about it, says like Rabbi Yehuda, but we will assume for now like the Chachamim. And then we have two questions. What are our two questions? Our two questions are, number one, why do we pass like the Chachamim in Brachos and like Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah? Now, you're allowed to pass like Rabbi Yehuda sometimes, come sometimes, but the Gemara says the exact same, right? We have a handy-dandy Mesoris Hashas here, says the exact same words appear in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, my time Rabbi Yehuda, Dichsev Baruch Shem Yom, Chib Yom Baruch, and etc., etc. Right? So if Rabbi Yehuda has the exact same Svara, why do we pass like him in one place and not in the other place? And the second question is, meaning either we should darshan Baruch Hashem Yom or we shouldn't. The second question is, if we do not darshan Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, then why do we differentiate Bori Priya 8 and Bori Priya Adama? I understand why we differentiate Hamotzi, because that's a special chashiva, of Sa'id, etc. It could be a Suda, and why we have a Gafen. But why Ha'itz and Hadama? Ha'itz and Hadama, it's not that one is Nishtanid Liluyan is more chashiva, so we need a bigger Shefa. They're just, fruits are good and vegetables are good. They're just two different things. So why do we need separate brachos? So those are the two classic, those are the two classic questions that all the achronim are, that all the achronim are bothered by. Let's just throw out some answers here. Question one. Lama Kaimalan Kirabi Yehuda Besuka Delo Bibrachos. Why do we paskin separate brachos there and not separate brachos here? Anyone have an answer for us? If Yachid v'Rabim, then we should paskin like the Chachamim in both. But why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Sukkah? Why are we inconsistent?
Rabbi, according to your numbers, yes, last time that you have mitzvahs because of Kavana, so maybe you need a different.
Aha, so maybe there's a fundamental difference between Birkas HaMitzvos and Birkas HaNanin. Okay, so very good. Joel suggests there might be a difference between Birkas HaMitzvos and Birkas HaNanin. The Yad David already says this without explaining too much. He says, Yesh lomar, da'ana naktinan hachdroshik, when uksiv baruch shem yom yom, da'ayin ol kol mitzv bnei atzva, v'al ma'idikam, Rav Yehuda kol min v'min tein l'min b'chosa, v'halo kaim l'k Rav Yehuda. We paskin like him on mitzvos, but not on... We pass like him on mitzvos, but not on Birkas HaNanin. And I also found that it's nice. You have all these. You find a lot more makoros, and they're all on the Bar Ilan. They're probably all in the. You probably have even more there. The Rav Yoshev on Shas. He says Cholak din Birkas HaNanin leinyan zeh Birkas HaMitzvos leinyan zeh, because. Again, he doesn't explain totally. He says every mitzvah is kovas bracha la'atzma. Mamshenkin berks anenin that it's just lo yihana min ha'olam hazeh be'lo bracha.
So that's right in the Meiri. How come Rav Yoshi doesn't quote it?
I didn't think that's what the Meiri meant exactly. I must admit. I was not convinced that's what the Meiri meant. I think the Meiri meant something different. I'll explain in a moment if you'll have some patience. So one answer might be the Yad David and Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, who say that the difference between Birkas HaMitzvos and between Birkas HaMitzvos and Birkas HaNehenin. Why is there a difference between Birkas HaMitzvos and Birkas HaNehenin? One possibility is, Joel points out, what we had on the board last time, if you assume that Birkas HaNehenin are, if you assume Birkas HaNehenin are just, praising Hashem, thanking Hashem for the food. But Birkas HaMitzvos are more than just thanking Hashem for the mitzvos. Maybe they're also thanking Hashem for the mitzvos, like you saw from the Nodi Yehuda and the Ritva and others. No, it's the mekadesh yourself. It's having the proper kavana for the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Then we can understand. If you're just thanking Hashem for the food, you can be general. You don't have to be so specific. Thank you, Hashem, for the food. So I don't have to say thank you, Hashem, for this. Thank you, Hashem. You know, it's enough to say thank you, Hashem, for the cookies. I don't say thank you, Hashem, for the Oreos. I thank Hashem for the food. But when it comes to a matter of kavana, so it's very important to be specific in your kavana, because the whole point of kavana is to specifically think about what you do. So maybe, therefore, it's more important by Birkas HaNehenin. So perhaps this is Okay, this is obviously what I hinted at. Maybe Birkas Hanenin is only thanks, but Birkas HaMitzvos is preparation for Kedusha Vikavanas HaMitzvah, and then it would make sense that we paskin. It's not so important to be super duper specific by thanking Hashem. You thanked Hashem, what's the difference how specific you were? But when you do a mitzvah, you want to very specifically think about what you're doing because you want to focus on it very specifically. That's what Joel was suggesting.
You can still follow up with some question that if you thank Hashem specifically for the Oreos, you may have a greater Kavanah in your bracha.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's quite possibly. The other possibility is, I'll just throw out, this is what it sounded like from Eliyashiv. He says, I mean, his language is not so clear. It could be a matter of Shevach versus Matur. Maybe the Birkas HaMitzvos is Shevach, while the Birkas HaNenin is Matur. And for Matur, you don't have to be so specific. As long as I'm not Nenim to Olma Zevlo Bracha. Maybe it's not necessary to be so specific for a Matur, but it's necessary to be more specific for something which is a greater Shevach. Again, this is all maybe. Or what? No, that's why we split our psak. Rabbi Yehuda thinks you should always be specific, and Rabbi Chacham thinks you never have to be specific, and we split our psak. because we say, well, when it comes to just a matir, then we don't think you have to apply Yom Yom that far. We think it's enough to apply Yom Yom to this kind of bracha, not that kind of bracha. Or maybe Birkas HaMitzvah is Shevach, but Birkas HaNenin is merely a Matir. So somehow, therefore, Birkas HaNenin, we Paskin, can be less specific. That's possible there's a difference.
If we zero in more on the first Keres, it's not just the Kedusha, there is the Man Dharma, the Mitzvah, Firkos Kavona.
I said Kedusha VeKavana.
So therefore, the Kavana lacking Kavana means you didn't do the mitzvah.
Correct, so it would be even more important.
Right.
Correct. Correct. Eitan Gedalia.
Not just to be bold.
Fine.
Also, in Seder, John pointed out that this mace, it sounds like the Supreme Gaon's understanding of the Rokeya from last year. That by the Firkos HaMitzvah, it's interconnected. So every mitzvah has its own specific bracha, and therefore it's required to have a.
Yeah, I think that's basically what I was saying. That it's interconnected. Yeah, I think that's basically what I was saying in different words. Interestingly, the footnotes of Rav Eliyashiv, I don't know who wrote them, he said maybe there's another difference, which is that the Gemara in Sukkah is actually discussing a slightly different scenario. The Gemara in Sukkah is discussing where you already have specific brachos, but you have two things at once, should you combine them into one bracha. Our Gemara is discussing, should Chazal have been metaking specific brachos in the first place or not? Meaning, in the Gemara in Sukkah, they already made a separate bracha for each mitzvah. The machlokas is just, if you have two mitzvahs together, you combine them. That's not our Gemara. Our Gemara is not discussing you already have an apple and a cucumber, so you say shahakal and combine them. Our Gemara is discussing when they first made the takana, did they make the takana with many brachos or with one bracha? And therefore, when it comes to how many brachos they make in the first place, we paskin that. When it comes to how many brachos they make in the first place, we paskin like the chachamim. You don't need to specify so much. When it comes to once there's already brachos, should you then combine them? Then we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that once they already made the brachos, you shouldn't combine them. So maybe the two sugyas are talking about different things. That a little bit begs the question, which is, but why are there separate brachos in the first place for mitzvos? And you'll have to say either one or three, but the, I don't know how to say the Ha'aros on the Sefer Ha'aros, is hard to figure out how to quote, right? The footnotes on a book called Ha'aros of Rav Eliyashiv, but I don't know who wrote these footnotes.
Ha'aros,
right? The Meta Ha'aros, as it were. footnote to Rav Eliyashiv suggests that They are two different issues. Two different sugyos. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda happens to say the same thing by both of them. But that is mere coincidence. That is mere coincidence. In Brachos, the sugya is, should Chazal make many specific brachos? And the psak is no. In Sukkah, the question is, once we have specific brachos, if they coincide, should we combine them? And then the psak is no, you shouldn't combine them. You should say them separately, but they're two separate questions. Basically, the equivalent of sukkah and brachos would be, if you ate an apple and a cucumber, should you say shahakol to save brachos? And then the answer is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. No, you should say Ha'etz and Hadama separately, which we all do. We often eat two things, right? That's the equivalent. And therefore, they're really two different. So yes, of course, that begs the question of why there are 100 different brachos and mitzvahs, so only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 brachos on foods, and you have to give either answer 1 or 3. But we'll come back to that in a moment. Yes.
For a Rav Heinz elevated professor. I don't know what to say about Chaim Talmud. It said that Zori Pri Adama is specific enough according to the Chachamim.
Okay, give me a second. Bain Pri Ha'etz Le Pri Ha'adama Lefi Chachamim. Why did the Chachamim, give me a second, split Pri Ha'etz and Pri Adama? If they don't darshan Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, at least not in Birkas Hananin.
I don't understand the basic position of the Chacham with respect to mitzvahs. Why would you have a Chacham say one bracha and a whole collection of
them? My assumption is because of bracha sheina tzricha, that it's just better not to have unnecessary brachos. They don't say that there, but that's my assumption. And then Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is coming against bracha sheina tzricha. That's my assumption. Now, anyone want to tell me why, if we're not mechalting to Sharm and Yerakos and Pri Adama, why are we mechalting Pri Ha'etz and Pri Ha'adama? Anyone want to suggest?
I can suggest what I heard.
Yes, okay, so hold that thought. What? Okay.
I could just say that they're more chashuv than...
Who are you quoting?
The Bi'ur Halacha.
Says the Bi'ur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is whether to specify among different equal foods. Whether if there are three equal kinds of foods, like Pri Hadama, Yerakos, and Zuraim, which are equally chashuv, should you make specific brachas or have a general bracha? But everyone agrees a more chashuv food has a special bracha, like Mizonos and Hamotzi and Hagefen. Now, it's actually not so posh that everyone agrees right. More chashuv food. Maybe that's only more chashuv food that came through a shinui.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he makes two assumptions. A, that our chashivas is important, even if it's not ishtani luya. It's just natural chashivas. It's born with the chashivas. And B, that fruits are more chashuv than vegetables. Now, is that necessarily true? I understand wine is very chashuv, right? Soed u'msameach. I understand bread is chashuv. Alechem liyachi ha'adam. What?
Mezim.
Yeah, v'lechem levav enosh yisad. Right? V'sadu v'chapas lechem v'sadu libchem. And there's also one in Nevi'im, right? But I forget where it is. Fruits really so chashuv? So the answer is fruits are sometimes sweeter than vegetables, right? So would I have said that really is a level of chashivas? Is an apple really a different level of chashivas than a tomato? I'm going to ask what you particularly like better. I don't know, but...
I'm sure it was more expensive.
What?
I'm sure it was more expensive. It was...
I don't know what was more. There was no sugar in the days of Chazal. There was only fruit. So okay. So says the Bi'ur Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Bir Halacha. Ah, but it doesn't mean a little more chashav. Everything's a little more chashav. What does he have to add? It's not a little more chashav. It is
a lot more
chashav. Shem chashuvim biyoser. Ah. Peiros ha'ilan chashuvim biyoser. They are so chashav that they, it's not because of specificity, it's because of chashivos. And again, there's two chidushim. Number one, that chashivos warrants a new bracha, even if it's not a chinoi. And number two, really, the fruits are so chashav? Okay, but maybe fruits are chashav because they're sweet, and right. Most other things are not so sweet in
maybe
nature.
Because of the psukim and the Berea, the eight soul seven.
Maybe they were in Gan Eden? Right?
Because it's in the pasuk.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, the Hashem Desha is also in the pasuk.
That's why they're two separate prophets.
Okay.
Exactly.
Ah, maybe because the pasuk separates them.
Yeah.
And the pasuk doesn't separate the other things? We have to think about that. Yeah, we have to make sure we're consistent. Anyway, that's one possibility of the Bir Halacha. Yossi, what did you want to say?
Maybe also maybe say Lecha Shivas because Shivas Aminim, some of them are Jewish, but some of them are by eight, so then that will extend where you don't mind.
Yeah, but some of them are Kosas Achita also. Right, is Hadama. Now let's say, but that's not the best way to eat a chita. Okay, it could be. But it's still, I think, a big chiddush, because we don't find the Chazal, they're more chashav, and there's no, like, halachic Tanakh word that makes them chashav, like Sa'ad and the Sameach and all the things we find here. Let me just point out, yes?
You could make another difference. Except for root vegetables, vegetables don't last. Fruit lasts for a long time.
Only if it's right.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
And vegetables also last.
Like having a cucumber. Leave a cucumber out of the refrigerator.
Meaning there's very few vegetables. Only root vegetables last a long time. Hold on a second. Kidneys and grains.
Forever.
Last forever. Right? Meaning no one can get an apple to last as long as rice. So I'm not Mikado. Meaning, you're right. Most fruits last longer than most vegetables, but not than kidneys. Now, here's what did the Yadavid say? The Yadavid says, based on the next sugya. The next sugya discusses whether or not you can call a vegetable pre-ha'etz, and the answer is no, it doesn't grow on a tree. Can you call a fruit pre-ha'dama? So they say it's machlokas, whether ik or ilan ara, whether a fruit really grows from the ground. We paskin that b'di'evit, if I said bori pri adam on an apple, we all learned this in elementary school, I'm yotze, because apples grow from the ground indirectly, through a middleman. But what does he say? He says, you know what I mean, separate eitz and adama? Because it's not mevur, it's not clear that an apple could be called pri adama. We paskin it can, but to most people, it's not clear that that's an accurate language. Meaning, what are they arguing? They're arguing there's an accurate language. If I say pri adama, whether I say pri adama on lettuce, on potatoes, on tomatoes, on peanuts, on beans, on kosas achita, everyone knows that that's a pri adama. When I say pri adama on an apple, some people might think that I'm lying. It might not be clear to most people that I am saying a truthful bracha. And therefore, the bracha has to be truthful, right? Meaning, everyone knows that you can't say hadama on an egg, and everyone knows you can't say ha'eitz on a, and everyone knows you can't say ha'eitz on a cucumber. So that's what he says, because lashon mevurar, meaning bedas b'nei adam, eino barur she pri ha'ilan nikra pri ha'adama. And therefore, they have to make a bracha for pri ha'eitz, because otherwise it might sound like we're lying to Hashem in our bracha. I'll give one other explanation, which I think is the best explanation. If you go back to our first shiur of the year, remember we went through the Shaklataria? And we pointed out that Lanias Daiti, it is not coincidental that all of the stages in the Shaklavataria of how we could derive the Chiyuv of Birkas Hananin, in my mind, are not coincidental with what those Birkas Hananin are. What do I mean? I mean, for example, one Makar Birkas Hananin is Kalvachomer from Birkas Hamazon, right? In La'achra, Baruch, the fun of Lo Kol Shekein, right? In Shusavei, actually, right? Lo Kol Shekein. Birkas Hamazon is said, according to the Rama of many Rishonim, and according to the Shaklatari on Daf Lamed Hayam Aleph, which is important, on what species Birkas Hamazon said? We all know the answer. Grain, right? What they call kama, right? Okay. So grain has a special marker for Bracha Rishona. Kavachomer from Yechav Zot HaVeirachta. And therefore, does grain get a special Bracha Rishona? Yes, Hamotzi and Mazonos. And let's say Hamotzi and Mazonos are, you know, forms of the same thing. There's something else that's a special makar. Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem. Which, Woman the Amr says, referring to only one species. Which one?
Kerem.
Right, Kerem. Okay, does Kerem get a special Bracha Rishona?
Yeah.
Yes, Bari Priya Geffen. Okay, well, but there's also Manda Omar of Netaravai.
Yes.
Right? According to Manda Netaravai, Kodesh Hilul Hashem is talking about all tree fruits. Do tree fruits get a special bracha?
Yes.
Yes, Ha'etz. And here, this only works if you go with with Tosfos. Gemara Rachel Dover there, as opposed to our Gersa in the Gemara, which seems to be in Rashi. If you go with the Tzad Hashaveh of Neta Ravai, and not the Tzad Hashaveh Kerem Ravai and Kama, because then you have things that are Chayiv in Bikurin. Or all the Gabi Mizbeach, etc. But the Tzad HaShava, as Tosos pointed out, of, and one Gersu, I'm going with this Gersu in the Gemara, Dover Shekidulim Na'arth, Dover Shekidulim Na'arth, the Tzad HaShava of Netar Ravayin Kama, what's the Tzad HaShava of Netar Ravayin Kama? I already gave it away. Gidulim Na'arth. Do we have a special bracha for things that are Gidulim Na'arth? Even if they don't fit any of the above aforementioned categories? Barpi Adama. And what's left? Buster baits of a dog, which we don't have, and then we need to come on to Asalam Shihanim in Old Mazeh below Bracha Mal, and they are Shahakal. Basically, every stage of the Shaklavataria is another Bracha of the Birkas Hananin. It's not just a Havmina Shaklavataria. Why? Because this is the Havmina derive a special Chi of Shevach through a Kalvachomer or through a Drusha or some combination thereof. It's not that. And this is, remember we said a whole lumdus before. It's not that all those drushes are wrong and we're left with the Asal Adam Shehanim in Olam Hazeh below Bracha. All those drushes are right, they just don't cover everything. So we're left with the Asal Adam Shehanim in Olam Hazeh below Bracha to cover everything, even Shahakos. But the drushes are also right. And each stage in the drusha, even if it happens, mine may not be sure we pass the Shidu we paskin like, the Chazal were metakin based on that. Based on each stage in that drusha, they are metakin a special bracha. After all, bread has benching, so obviously Hashem wants us to give extra shevach. So we say amotzi. A wine has neta ravai, so obviously Hashem wants us to give extra shevach. It says kodesh hilulim, not just stam and iser. It says kodesh hilulim. So we have to say hagafen. Trees have special kodesh hilulim of neta ravai. Sorry, care of neta ravai. So we say ha'et. Everything has special mitzvos of kodesh hilulim or kama, and then they're chayiv and various other mitzvos because of hilulim and aritz. So we say hadama. Basically, what I'm claimed at the time, which I'm claiming now, is al pi hagemara. Reish Pirkin, the Chachamim might not darshan Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Chachamim don't darshan Yom Yom. However, they still need to separate Ha'etz from Hadama, not based on Yom Yom, which says just specify as much as possible. No, based on Daf Lamed Hayam Aleph, which says certain things have a stronger mucker for Chi of Shevach than other things, and therefore need a special Shevach because of that mucker. So, because each bracha comes from a stage in the Shakla Vitaria about a chiyuv shevach and neta revai plus Kodesh Hilulim equals Borei peri ha'etz. I found that almost what I was saying was in the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua on the next, I was almost becoming to the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua on the next Amud says he misses the punchline, as it were. But he says, you know why the Chachamim still have a different Bor Kriya Eitz and Bor Kriya Gufin is Bolshe Hakol, etc. He says, even after all, he doesn't say this, but he's thinking, they don't darshan yom yom. The answer is, because we have to remember the different mitzvos hatluyos. He does say, k'da ashkan b'reish pirkin kol shakal v'tarya. Okay, he does. He says, look, in the beginning, they connected to all the mitzvos hatluyos v'aretz. They, and some have more after all. Now, again, why mitzvos hatluyos v'aretz? Why not have a special bracha on meat, because the shchita, etc. It also has a lot of mitzvos. Not that you have more mitzvos by fruits than by steak. But that's not the sugya in the beginning of the perek. The sugya in the beginning of the perek was only darshing mitzvah tlius ba'aretz because that's when you got fi'achal tzvata v'rachta and kodesh hilulim. Because there are psukim that connected it. And then you use this pirchas, the mitzvah tlius ba'aretz, and therefore he says, you have special brachos based on mitzvah tlius ba'aretz. And since we do have special brachas of Orla and Netta Ravai on fruits that we don't have on vegetables, therefore it makes sense. So here's the Pnei Yoshua, Bar Shekivanti. Again, he does have the punchline. He says, like the Shakta Vatari Daf Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, which learns from Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. Maybe he just doesn't specify as much. So I think that is a very, very nice hesber for why we have our brachos. Rabbi Yehuda, he just does as much as possible. Oh, why not as much as possible? 100 brachos? Okay, and the number Sophie, if you have to use your common sense and stop somewhere. But we, and who knows if maybe you can have more brachos than we know of, you never know. But we only have brachos based on the Shakam Tari and Daf Lamed Ham and Aleph.
The words Priya Adam and the Fossil in Bikurim include also Priya Itz and Priya Adam.
Correct. Correct. But the Yad David says, even though that's true, people will not understand, and we want it to be Lashon Mevurah to people. And
second question. To me, it seems that you should pass the microbial by Peros and not by Mitzvahs. As if the reason of the Chachamim is problem with Brach Hashem at Tzricha. So the analogy between Shabbos and Yom Tov on the one hand and Peros on the other hand makes more sense, because you're only dealing with saying one bracha.
All right, I hear your svara. I'm just not sure what you mean to do with it. Okay.
There's something wrong here.
But, of course, what might be most attractive is not necessarily to deny the Gamri or everything above, but, as an alternative, is to say pshat number 4 and kill 2 birds with 1 stone, which was the whole assumption of the question was that we have an inconsistency, that we specify by brachos, we darshan yom yom by brachos, and by mitzos, and sogidach mem bav, but not by berkes anenin in brachos daf mem. However, maybe, what did the bahag mean? So at home I have a bahag with a bunch of mefarshim. All the mefarshim in here I don't think are people that we've necessarily heard of. But I have a Bahag Machon Yerushalayim edition with a bunch of Mefarshim. All of the Mefarshim and our Daf and the Bahag say, well, the Bahag quotes our Gemara, you have to accept Brachas Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. But they all assume that he can't pass like Rabbi Huda. He doesn't pass like Rabbi Huda. What do you mean? Even the Ramban when Girsa said, but the Gaonim passed against Rabbi Huda. Who are the Ramban's Gaonim, if not the Bahag? The Ramban relied heavily on the Bahag. So they say, it can't be passed like Rabbi Huda. Rather, what must the Bahag mean? That even the Chachamim darshan yom yom in Brachos daf mem amud aleph. And he just has one kinch to the Gemara. When the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda baruch Hashem yom yom, they don't mean what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to the Chachamim because of he darshan's baruch Hashem yom yom kol ten momein brachosav. No, they mean what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda, which is also the svar of the Chachamim. But right now we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. That's the one. Chiddush you have to say in the Gemara, the my time of Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean exclusively Rabbi Yehuda. It means we're discussing Rabbi Yehuda. But that's time to drop on and also and kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Meaning, Kaimalon, Gam, the mitzvos, the Gam, bit peros kidrashas yom yom vilachain mechalkim bain pri ha'etz lepri ha'dama. You answer both questions. Do we darshan yom yom? Yes, we darshan yom yom by both them. We don't only darshan yom yom by mitzvahs. And why do we separate priyas from the dhamma? Because of the Baruch Hashem yom yom. The only difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is a very, very technical difference. The nechleku chachamim vip Rabbi Yehuda beprat techni. One technical detail. What's the technical detail? Whether yom yom requires separating fruit into two categories, eitz and hadama, or separating fruit into four categories, eitz and hadama and desha and zera. Okay, we like no one says bori priha orez and bori priha malafafon and bori priha abatiach, and everyone agrees you draw the line someplace. So the question is just, everyone agrees you need chiluk from yom yom. If not for yom yom, we would have just said, maybe we would have just said shahakol for all we know. Right? Lekuli alma chayavim lechaleg v'nech leku b'ramat hachiluk hanidrash. Okay, they just argue. And by the way, you can see someone might have had a similar question in Birkas HaMitzvos. For example, you have Erev Tavshilin and Erev Chatzeros. Should you make the same bracha or different brachos? Okay, someone has to make a judgment call at some point. You say, I'll mitzvahs Erev Chomen, I'll mitzvahs Erev Chatzeros, I'll mitzvahs Erev Tavshilin, I'll mitzvahs Erev. You're going to have to draw the line someplace. So they argue, where to draw the line? Chacham say, look, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, we have Shahakol, we have Ha'etz, we have Hadama, we have Hagafen, we have Mezonos, we have Havotzi, and we do split into a lot of brachos because of Yom Yom. We have six Birkas Hananin. And Rabbi Yehuda has eight Birkas Hananin. So whether it's six Birkas Hananin or eight Birkas Hananin, is that a fundamental machlokes about Yom Yom, which is a technical machlokes about what is a significant enough difference to justify a new bracha. And if you'll ask, so if Chacham darshan yom yom also, why do we have 100 birkas of mitzvahs and only 6 birkas of nanin? Say, ask the same question for Yehuda. Why do we have 100 birkas of mitzvahs and only 8 birkas of nanin? Okay, the answer is because we're Jews and we live for Ruchnias, not Gashmias, and the 613 mitzvahs, the difference in the 613 mitzvahs is really, really, really big. It's each of them is an olam b'fnei atzmo. The difference between foods, the difference between Oreos and Ritz crackers, is not so big because it's just Hanag Gashmis and it's the same type of Hanag Gashmis. And the difference between rice and the difference between rice and lima beans is not so big. And Hanag Gashmis is all the same kind of Hanag Gashmis. And then you argue where to draw the line. How about the difference between lima beans? Okay, maybe rice is a bad example. So how about the difference between lima beans and lettuce? Okay, using judgment calls, smart people can differ about where to draw the line. Maybe that's pshat in the Bahag. That is what all the Mepharshim and the Bahag say. And whether or not it's pshat in the Bahag, it is pshat in two other Rishonim. One second, Yoni. It's pshat in two other. It is definitely pshat in two other Rishonim. If you look in the Me'iri Masecha Sukkah, what does he say? He says, Afi Shemashishi Shal Brachos and Morav Peiros Haaretz, etc. He asks the Stira. Why do we paskin differently in Sukkah than in Brachos? Says, why do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in Masechet Sukkah, but not Masechet Brachos? The answer is, Peiros Haaretz v'Rachos ke'ein davar echad heim b'day lo bracha achas ol mitzvos kol eilu achad mitzvim ne'atzvo. Yeah, lettuce and cucumbers are close enough that they're one category, even if you darshan yom yom. That is what the Me'iri is saying. Is that a fundamental difference? Just that lettuce and cucumbers are close enough together, while shofar and tzitzis are too far apart. And I think that's not only in the Me'iri and maybe the Bahag according to the Mepharshim. You have two choices in the Bahag. Either say you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, very radical, or say you pass like the Chachamim. So why do you quote yom yom? To tell us that Chacham also darshan yom yom. They just technically don't take it as far as he. Even if you look at the Ramban here at the end, what does the Ramban say? He says, "V'sham pasgan alach Rabbi Yehuda." When he talks about daf sukkah daf and vav, he afi sheish lomash zume ein bracha. He dekula pri adamin inhu v'kula min echad who lib bracha. Mikol makom b'gemara road the Rabbi Yehuda v'shteim. Even though you could say it's interesting, he passed like Rabbi Yehuda straight across. He doesn't have this question, but he says in. Why could you have said like the Gonin? You could have said Zuma Ein Bracha the Kulu Priyadamanin Kulu Min Echadu Lebracha. You are doing Kol Yom V'Yom Ein Berkosa for the Chachamim. It's all one min, lettuce and cucumbers are one min. That's what he says for the day he doesn't paskin like, right? So really, this is maybe the Bahag, but it's for sure the Meiri in Sukkah. And the Ramban, not the Ramban Paskini. He passed like Rabbi Yehuda across the board. But he says, even though you could defend the Gaon by saying lettuce and cucumbers are one min, and you are specifying, just there's a limit to how much you have to specify. And because none of these Rishonim quite say it black and white, like to answer the question on the Sugya, you have to be a daik in them. If you want someone who says it black and white, I think the person who's famous for doing that is the Shut Beis Ephraim. The Shut Beis Ephraim says very explicitly, he says, Kaven the Mavarch Bori Priya Eitz and Bori Priya Adama, Shafer Havale Me'in Berkosa, the Sagi Bahach Prata. This amount of specificity is good enough for the Chachamim. Masha'ekein Hechadom or Stamala Mitzvahs Lav Me'in Berkosa. The Aftana Kamasphere Leidal Yerachadom or Bori Priya Adama, Moda Lahach Drosh Me'in Berkosa. The Chachamim are Moda the Drosh of Yom Yom Me'in Berkosa. They just think that it's enough to specify the difference between fruits and vegetables. So this is very explicit in the Velt in Masifta. They probably quoted from the Beis Ephraim because, you know, they're not Medayik and all the Rishonim, right? But you don't need, you only need the Beis Ephraim if you read the Masifta. If you read the Rishonim and you're looking for what they have to say, you find it maybe in the Bahag. First time I read the Bahag, I had this idea because I'm like, okay, why is the Bahag, I mean, we had the idea first, why is the Bahag quoting Yom Yom if he doesn't possibly agree with Yehuda? Maybe he does, but that's weird. Maybe he has the sheet. And then when you look at Rishonim, you find it. But if you don't want to look in Rishonim and find things, then everything's explicit in the Achronim, and it's in the Shut Beis Ephraim, and I'm sure it's in other Sfarim also by now. So it could be that, really, there's not a fundamental machlokas about Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's just a technical machlokas as to what is enough specificity and what is not enough specificity. So, basically, there's two ways to approach the Chum and the Sugya. Either they're the same exact things that Yehuda, very technical machlokas, or no, they deny the drush of Yom Yom and Sukkah. If they deny Yom Yom and Sukkah, why the Mechal Gina Eitz and Adama? Either fruits are super chashuv, okay? People with a sweet tooth like that. Or just because people misunderstand the bracha, if you'd say Bori Priya Adama on fruits, or a whole lumdus going back to the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And if they fundamentally deny Yom Yom, so why do they accept Yom Yom over there? Either the fundamental difference between Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas HaNenin, not just like how finely categorized, but by the function of the bracha. The function of the bracha is more internal, right? By Birkas HaMitzvahs, or I like that better. Or maybe there it's more about praising and less of being matzah, but I like better that it's internal. That's what I brought up last time. Or maybe you could say that because that machlokas was just about whether you change your nusach when a lot of things coincide. And that's not the same as our machlokas here. But again, that begs the question, so why are there so many brachas about mitzvahs? And then you're going to probably have to say one of the other ones. Okay, I think...
According to the four, you have to say that the Sugyan Sukkah and the Sugyan brachas have nothing to do with each other.
No, that Rabbi, the Sugya in Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing in Sukkah and brachas. He's saying Yom Yom, but... And what's funny is that in Sukkah, the Chachamim there disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's Yom Yom, while the Chachamim here agree with his Yom Yom, just have a technical difference. What's fascinating then is then there are two totally different Chachamims, which is fine. And what's interesting then is maybe the Chachamim in Sukkah, if you were eating a cookie and an apple, will tell you to say Shahakol, just like Al HaMitzvos. Because they're different sheet that have nothing to do with the Chachamim here, fascinatingly. I think they would, but it doesn't matter to us.
I mean, want to say two things. One, number three, that you have, it could be that it could be the machlokas tosfos and the Ritva as to how serious the Havamina was eating a fish. According to the Ritva, the Havamina was one fighting altogether.
Okay, fair.
And then number four, it could be a more not just a technical machlokas. It could be they're arguing what you had talked about a few weeks ago
have the definition of free, whether it's produce or the actual fruit.
Interesting. It could be that they may, maybe some of their machlokas is about, that's not how they make it sound, about what the word pre means, right? If pre means a fruit, then Rabbi Yehuda makes sense. You can only say pre on a tomato, which is a fruit. You can't say pre on rice, that's a seed. You can't say pre on lettuce, that's a leaf, interestingly. Very, very interesting. I hadn't thought of that, but that's a very interesting point.
Just one second.
The tricky part about that is then, why does the Gemara say Rabbi Yehuda's reason is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? They should just say his reason is you can't say the wrong bracha. So that's why now I'm doubting it.
Do they not have the same girsa, or do they? Why? When Ramban was talking, when it has never come up, like, how did anyone deal with it? Or?
I don't know. We don't have a lot of Talmidei Ramban on this, so I'm not sure. Like, I don't know what they say. Tzarchiyu. I have no idea. Maybe they were like him. They just didn't write anything. I don't know. So, old Tzarchiyu. Maybe he had one girsa and then wrote something and then went someplace else, found a different girsa. You have to ask a historian.
The Rashi was close-ish,
like our girsa.
Yeah.
Okay, Tzarchiyu. Okay, continuing the Gemara. This is one of these cases where it's not substantively related to the previous topic. It just happens to be the same person, quoting the same person. But Amar Zeravi, Tamer, Chinna Bar Papor, the same person, Tamer, the same person. Bo Reish Lo Kamidus Kadosh Baruch Hu, that see Hashem is different than Basar Adam. Minus Basar Adam, Kli Reikon Machzik, Mala Eino Machzik. I mean, what they're really saying is come and see how Ruchnius is different from Gashmius. Right? When Midas Basar Adam, if I have a full pitcher or container, it can't hold anymore, but an empty one can. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu Einu Kein Mali Machzik Reikon Einu Machzik. With Hashem, meaning with Torah, it is the opposite. The fuller, the more you can hold. The emptier, the less you can hold. What's the drasha? Im Shamoa Tishma. If you already listen to Hashem, you'll be able to listen more. Im Lav Lo Tishma. And if not, then you will not be able to listen more. Meaning, there's a fundamental difference between Gashmius and Ruchnius. Gashmius is very finite, right? If I, you know, have a pantry and I fill it, I can't put any more. If I have a stomach and I fill it, I can't put any more. I think, you know, what they're saying on a deeper but very pshat level is just that Gashmius is very finite and, like, having too much of it doesn't help anyone. As opposed to Ruchnius, which is Adrav. The more Torah I learn, the more Torah I will be inspired to learn in the future. You start a little, you get more and more. And therefore, obviously, it's worth pursuing Ruchnius. Davar Acher, a slightly different drasha from Shavuot Tishma, which is not about Midas Basar Adam, Im Shavuot B'Yashan Tishma Chadash, V'im Yifnei Vavcha, Shav Lo Tishma. If you listen to the old, you will be able to listen to the new, but if you turn your heart away, then you will not be able to listen to the new. It's not so clear what makes this a davar acher, meaning maybe this is also talking about psychology. You know, if you serve Hashem and learn Torah, then you're in the mode where you can do it more and more and more. And if not, then, which is true, you know, someone like separates themselves from Torah, then they don't even understand it anymore. The more you get into Torah, the more you understand it. So how is this different? So Rashi says the Davar Acher is actually telling us something very different. That's why Rashi says in Shavuot B'Yashan, he gives this parish. He says this is not referring to sort of psychology and the nature of existence. This is referring more to intellectual achievement. And what it's saying in Shavuot B'Yashan, if you chazer, what you know until now, you'll be able to learn better because you'll have that in your pocket and it'll help you give you a basis. If you don't chazer what you learned in the first place, then you will not be able to continue learning. So, it's a good musser since soon enough we will start chazara. Right, there's a good musser for all of us who don't need the smicha credit. the Mishnah. Birech al piras ha'ilam bar pri adama yatza. So let's start with the first line. If you said hadam on an apple, you're yotze. Says the Gemara, man tana deicher ilan arahi. Why, if you say hadam on an apple, are you yotze? Because the ikar of the tree, Achaim, when you get a chance, is the ground. Because really, apples do grow from the ground. They grow on a tree. Yeah, but the tree grows in the ground, and therefore we attribute it to the ground. Which Tana holds this? The Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Bikurim, the Tana Yavash Hamayim and Nixas Ha'ilan. if you have a field and you grew things on that field because it had a spring or because it had trees and the spring dried up and disappeared or the tree was chopped down, maybe the inokore, you can bring, you bring bikurim, but you don't say mikur bikurim. And you can't say, you know, pri ha'adam asher nasata li Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Bikur. Rabbi Yehuda says you still can bring bikurim. So on a simple level, what are we saying? The Chachamim say the Ikar, the Ilan, is the Ilan. If the Ilan is chopped down, it can't bring Bikurim anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says the Ikar, the Ilan, is the Ara, and therefore, even if the Ilan is chopped down, the Ara is still there, so start bringing. You can still say the Mikra, you can still say the Mikra Bikurim. The what is wrong with saying the, according to Chachamim, what's wrong with saying the Mikra Bikurim if Yavish HaMayon and Niktzas HaIlan? What's wrong with saying the Mikra Bikurim there? So Tosos says something interesting. What does Tosos say?
Kovel.
He says, Kovel.
Nirek.
Yesh Mefarshim, Nesha Eno Nirek, Kimishabech, Eloke Kovel. Why? Because you can't make a room because it looks like you're complaining to Hashem instead of praising Hashem. When I say Ha'adam Asher Nasata Li Hashem after the spring dried up, it looks like you're saying, Hashem, all you gave me is dry land without a spring. And therefore, it might sound like I'm criticizing Hashem, and therefore, I can't say the Mikra Bikurim. Here, so Tosu says Kovel. Here we have an interesting Machlokas Achronim. Tosu says, Yavish Hamayon Chule, right? What's shot in the Chule? Meaning, is this Tosos going only on Yavish Hamayon and the Chule is made Veino Kore? Or no, he's going Yavish Hamayon Vin Niktzatz Ha'ilan. And that is a machlokas between the Maharsha and the Nachlas David. The Nachlas David is also something published called the Divrei David. The Nachlas David, I think, just published the most Jewish Masechtas, then afterwards they published his Kiddushim from manuscript on other Masechtas, and they called it Divrei David to differentiate it. And now they published them all together, and they started calling it Nachlas David again. So Nachlas David, Divrei David, you could find it either way on a bookshelf somewhere. In the Bar-Ilan you know, software, they decided to call it Nachlas David for the sake of simplicity. But in any case, that's Rav David Tevel, who is one of the big biggest Talmidim of Rav Chaim Volozhin. It's a very chashuv sefer. Not sure what the definition of very chashuv sefer is, but I guess, you know, very chashuv sefer is a sefer I heard about when I was a teenager. You know, sefer I heard about when I was a rabbi is already an obscure sefer. So this is a chashuv sefer. They argue what Tosfos means. Says the Maharsha, and maybe this is the simplest shot. No, v'chulei. And what does he say? He says, I mean, he doesn't even say anything in Tosfos. He just reads Tosfos Kipshuto. He says, what's Tosfos' problem? Tosfos' problem is, who cares what the ikker, what's not the ikker? Right? Who cares what's ikker, what's not ikker? Who cares what's the ikker? Lemaisa, why can't you say mikker bikurim? Right? Who cares what the ikker of a tree is? Let's say the ikker of a tree was, the land. Let's say the ikker of the tree is the tree. Why does that stop me from saying mikker bikurim? So he says, the answer is, Tosfos is answering, he's really trying to solve the problem of Ilan here. He's saying, kikovel, meaning if the ikar of a tree is the ground, then even if the tree is chopped down, I'm not complaining to Hashem. Come on, I still have the ikar. It doesn't look like complaining if I don't have the tuffel. But if the ikar of a tree is the tree, then when the tree is chopped down, it looks like I'm complaining. Hashem, you gave me the tuffel, you didn't give me the ikar. And so that's how he reads Tosfos as explaining Ilan as well as Mayan. The Nachlas David says differently. He says no. He says Adrabah. What Tosas is trying to say is, what does Argamar say to Machlokas? It's just interesting. I stayed up late last night trying to figure out how to put the sugya on the board. I need Siyata Deshmaya. Figure out how to put this on the board. I could just like beam it from my head. It would be easier. But the what does the... Let's think about this for a second. Here is the Chachamim. Here is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Iker Ilan Ara. Right? Is that the phrase? You have Iker Ilan Arahi. The Iker of the Ilan is the ground. Yeah. And that's why an apple is also pre-hadama, because it grew proximately off the tree. But fundamentally, it grew from the ground, you know, through the intermediacy of the tree. And what do the Chachamim hold then? L'chora, Iker Ilan, Lam Ara. Right? Meaning, the Iker Ilan is the Ilan, right? Ilan. The Iker of the Ilan is the Ilan. And what's the Nafka Mina in our Mishnah? In Brachos is Birech Hadama Al Pri HaIlan, according to Rabbi Yehuda Yatsa, because the Iker is Pri Hadama, even though Lechatchila, we should say something else for one of the four reasons we have on the board. And according to the Chachamim, Lo Yatsa. And again, the pshat in our Gemara. I'm not talking about, Chidushim. What's the nafkamina in Bikurim? Nafkamina in Bikurim is Yavesh Hamayan O Niktatz Ha'ilan. Chachamim say, maybe the Eino Kore. Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe the Kore. Okay. I don't think I've said anything yet. I just put the Gemara on the board. What's funny? What's funny in pshat before you even try to understand what's going on? What's funny in pshat? No, that's a detail we're not getting into now. Why would the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda argue at Yavash HaMayon? If they have a machlokes with the Iker Ilan being the Ara or not, then why would the Nafkamina... I understand the Nafkamina being Nixas Ilan, but why the Nafkamina be Yavash HaMayon? Yeah. Right? Isn't that peculiar? That didn't bother you when you read the Gemara? Like, so, the Iker Ilan is Arahu, so if Yavish HaMayon, you can say Mikra Bikurim. Chacham say, no, the Iker, the Ilan is the Ilan. So if Yavish HaMayon, you can't say Mikra Bikurim. I mean, that. Yeah. I hope that bothered you when you read the Gemara. If my kid read this Gemara, it didn't bother him, I would slap him in the face. If I live 200 years from but if my kid read the Gemara and didn't bother him, I would tell him, when you're older, if you read this Gemara, this would bother you. And give him a little hint of how to read Gemara. It's a little strange, right? What does Yavish HaMayon have to do with anything? Which Rishonim solved this problem super elegantly? The Rashmi Shantz in Bikurim. And by the way, the Rush in Bikurim says the same thing. The reason I didn't put the Rush in Bikurim on the side is because, in general, the Rush in Mishnah Yisra'im almost always says the same thing as the Rush in Mishnah Yisra'im. As a matter of fact, in the Vilna Shas, they didn't want to waste ink printing the Rush in Mishnah Yisra'im. So they just put like little footnotes where he like added a word that wasn't in the Rush, and otherwise it was the same. the Rush and the Rush in Bikurim, and who on our sugya? The Me'iri on our sugya. What does the Me'iri say in our sugya? Right? The Me'iri say in our sugya, if you look, Yavish HaMayon Shemimenu Hayumashkin Es HaIlan. The Yavish, the Mayan that gave water to the tree. In other words, Yavish HaMayon really means Niktasa Ilan, because if there's no Mayan, then the Ilan can't live. And that's exactly what the Rosh and the Rosh say in Bikurim. Yavish HaMayan Sheha Ilan Chai Mimenu. Yavish HaMayan, that the Ilan lives from. Basically, what they say is that there's not two cases. There's one case of two Ephitimtzes. Either someone chopped down the tree physically, topologically, or someone chopped down the tree virtually. Right? Okay. So, don't tell Rabbi Bleich that I agree with Rabbi Tendler here, at least when it comes to trees. But what's the difference if you chop down the tree and it's gone, it's not attached, or it dries up and all the parts of the trees that bring the nutrients are dead and it's just dead wood on top? Mm-hmm. Then also might as well be chopped down, right? So it's only one case of losing your tree. Then it makes a lot of sense. If they're only arguing about one case of losing your tree, that depends what the ikker of the tree is. If the ikker of the tree is the ground, then you didn't lose your tree. You lost your tree, but all that is a slight shinui tsura on your ground that doesn't really make a difference. If the ikker of the tree is the tree, then you really lost lost what produced your fruit, and therefore you can no longer say pre-erasis, pre-hadamash, and asatali, because the ikar of the eights is the eights, and therefore it's not the same adama without the eights. So let's put a sort of question mark here. So one possibility is the Rash and the Rush in Bikurim and the Meiri in Brachos, they say the nafkamina is mace ol niktsats ha'ilan. And then, okay, it makes sense that there is a machlokes. The Chachamim say, that Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, the ikar ilan arahi. The adayin yeshlo. Kol ma. Et ma shegidol peros elu. Yeah, the Ikrilan is the Ira. You still have what grew these fruit. The land grew these fruits. So the land grew these fruits through a tree, and now you don't have a tree. But the land grew these fruit. These dates grew in the soil through a tree, but you still have the soil, so you still have it. So you can say Mikra Bikurim. And the Lashon Yerushalmi, he considers a tree like kashan, like straw. Okay, if the wheat grew on a stalk and you don't have the stalk, does that make a difference? No, who needs the stalk? The ikar is the land. So I go say, you don't have the tree, the ikar is the land. You want, you plant new trees. It'll take a few years to grow, but what's the difference? So wheat takes 1 year to grow and this will take 10 years to grow. You still have the land, that's the ikar. While the Chachamim hold, no, that the ikar Elon he, and therefore, the Anglo et ma shegido peros elu. You no longer own what grew these fruit. And if you no longer own what grew these fruit, then you can't say breishis pri hadamash and asato li Hashem, because you no longer... It's no longer, I understand, you still have the technical Adama, but you no longer have that aspect of the Adama that grew these fruits. The Nachlas David is trying to accomplish the same thing. What's the Nachlas David trying to say? He's trying to say there's two separate machlokos between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. What does he say? He says, Nektas Yavish HaMayan, I understand Nira Kikovel. A guy has a spring in his, since he was born, as far back as his father remembers, he has a spring in his field that he grows, he has a parnasa for his whole family, he grows great wheat and everything in the field. All of a sudden, one day the spring dries up. Right? I don't know, If all of a sudden all the springs in Colorado dried up, what would the New York Times say? A disaster of biblical proportions. Meaning this is what sounds like from the Bible. That, if you're not good, I will dry up your springs and you won't have any water and you won't be able to grow crops. That's Nira Kikovel. My spring, that's Bidei Shamayim. My spring dried up. Hashem, why didn't you come through for me? And therefore, you don't say Mikra Bikurim. But Nikta Sa'ilan, according to the Nachlas David, what did Nikta Sa'ilan? Someone chopped down the tree. How is that Nira Kikovel? If I chopped down the tree because I changed my mind about land use. Where's Nira Kikovel? Maybe, I don't know, maybe someone else chopped down the tree because, I don't know, they were mad at me. How's that Nira Kikovel? Some guy's mad at me. I'm not going to go Kovel to Hashem. But he basically says that since Nikta Sa'ilan is Bidei Adam, you know, assuming, I don't assume some weird case, I don't know, lightning bolts came and knocked down all my trees or something, or hurricane. Nikta Sa'ilan. Since it's Bidei Adam and not Bidei Shamayim, it's not Nira Kikovel. So what he's saying is that Tosos is trying to get in a backhanded way to the Rosh. And this is Tosfos Lefi Nachlas David. He says, no, the Nafgamina is rak l'niktatz ha'ilan, because Yavesh Hamayon is a separate machlokes. What he's claiming, and he's claiming this is what Tosfos is trying to accomplish, and based on this, he's going to say all his other words. I don't know if he's right or not, but he's saying, what is Tosfos trying to accomplish? He's trying to accomplish the same thing the Rosh Mishnah has accomplished, to get rid of the Mayon. Because why should they argue about why should there be a nafkamina of Yavesh HaMayon if they're arguing about the nature of trees? So it must be they're only arguing about trees. Are they also arguing about Mayon? Coincidentally, they have two machlokos. And why did the Mishnah put it together? Since coincidentally, there were two machlokos by the same people. So the Mishnah put them together. But don't say, how can you coincidentally have two machlokos? No. What are the odds that in Bikurim there were two machlokos being the same people? Reasonable odds. And then the Mishnah might as well put them together. Right? One, they have a machlokos about Nira Kikovel. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it doesn't look like you're criticizing God. And the Chachamim think it does look like you're criticizing God. And two, they have a machlokas about the nature of trees. Rabbi Yehuda thinks trees, the ikar, is the ground. And the Chachamim think the ikar of trees is not the ground. And our Gemara is only connected to one of their machlokos. The other machlokas is totally irrelevant and has to do merely with psychology, not with how we look at trees. So this is... but basically, they're coming to the same place. And we understand, basically, why does the Rash, Mishantz, and Bikurim all of a sudden say the Yavesh HaMayon is talking about a tree? Why can't it be Yavesh HaMayon for a wheat field? The answer is because he wants to fit it with our Gemara. And according to Nachlas David, that's what Tosfos is trying to accomplish. They're trying to make Rabbi Yehuda Chacham either only argue about trees or only argue about trees for our purposes, and it's coincidentally a separate argument about something else. Rashi does not hold this way. The Rambam also doesn't seem to hold this way, but the Rambam Lagamre is going to have a different approach. Yeah.
And the Nachlas David isn't bothered by the deeper masculine to this was being Yavesh HaMayon at all.
What?
Why would it to the Nachlas David?
No, that's exactly his point. The deeper masculine is Yavesh HaMayon. Yavesh HaMayon is Kekovel. Right? But, and that says, Adam Sheinu Rila Peiros, Ainu Rila Peiros, Son of the Mayon. So he's saying the Kovel is only Yavesh HaMayon. The part about the trees is not Nira Kikovel. The part about the trees is about what the Iker Ilan is. Right, they're two separate machlokas. Means coincidentally, okay, I don't have to write that on the board. Coincidentally, Yehuda Chacham argue, when you're Yavesh HaMayon, you still have your field 100%. They just argue about whether it sounds like criticizing Hashem. And in Iker Ilan Ara, they argue whether you still have the same field or not. Because whether the trees are the ikar, then you don't have the same field. If the soil is the ikar, then you do have the same field. And nothing to do with each other. However, Rashi...
We're going on the thought that the maybe is only selfishness.
What?
That he's maybe in Ukori, so he's maybe be selfish.
No. Maybe in Ukori. He's maybe because he's chayef. He's maybe because when they grew, it had the trees and the mayan, and he was chayev. He's Eino Kore, because by the time he takes them, then already it's not right for kriya.
And the Bar Tanura says that the maybe is only subject. The subject is kriya. And that's why I asked the question.
I don't remember the Bar Tanura, so I can't say.
Okay. When he picked it or when he's covered?
So that depends on all these technicalities. That's what the Rosh referred to. That's machlokas. Some people say when he's kore, some people say there's a technical problem that if you, when you picked it, you could have been kore, and then you stop being able to be kore, that might be a psul gomer, so it has to be when you picked it, and that's what he says. That's called dichoy mitzvos. That's not our topic. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, basically what they have in common is, what I'm going to say is, I'm going to call this 1.1. They're basically the same approach. They're trying to say they're arguing only about the Elon. Tosos Lefi Marsha doesn't say that. Tosos Lefi Marsha says they're arguing about the Mayan and the Elon, and they're both about Kovel, right? And he understands the Vechuli and the Dibur Mastol. And Rashi, the same thing, says Rashi here. Yavish Amayim v'niktas ha'ilan. Ha'ilo beis ha'shlochen. Notice, beis ha'shlochen of Amayim. Beis ha'shlochen means a field of wheat, not an orchard. Ubo mayin shumashkeu mimenu. V'katsa b'kur mimenu v'charkach yavish ha'mayim. V'chein stei ha'ilan. V'katsa b'kur mimenu v'charkach nitzas ha'ilan. Mei v'enu korei. It's all to one joint. She'enu yocholomer ha'damash. And sadly came into yavish ha'mayim v'niktas ha'ilan mimenu. But lola ara. And the Rambam says something very similar. Basically, two is Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. They read it kipshuto. we're going to cross out the Rambam. They read it. Sorry, I don't mean Tosfos. I mean Tosfos, Lefi, Marsha. And Rambam, they are not Tosfos Lefi Nachmas David. They are not the Meiri and the Rash and the Rush. They read Ar Gemar Kipshuto, that the Nafkamina. And here it's going to get a little, it's going to get a little dachuk. They read not the Nafkamina is Yavesh Hamayon O Niktatz Ha'ilan. And now it's just going to be a little tricky. If ik or ilan, and it's going to be dachuk, I'm not going to have a ton to say about this. It's going to be very dachuk in Rashi and in Tosfos Lefi Marsha. That's why the Nachmas David gave a different shot. That what are you going to say? If ik or ilan is ara, then why does that affect Yavish Hamayan? If Yavish Hamayan is just talking about a Beis HaShlachin, and it's the same machlokas. So at Lachora, what you have to say is, bedochak, I think, Rashi doesn't admit it's bedochak, but I think clearly you have to say bedochak. You have to say bedochak if you take this approach. That, what's the ikar machlokas? The ikar machlokas that the Chachamim say that, or say, Rabbi Yehuda is machshiv the Aretz. Rabbi Yehuda is machshiv the land. He thinks everything's about the land. He is, anyone, you probably have to be old. When I was in elementary school, they made me read Pearl Buck's The Good Earth. Anyone else older than me also did that? Right? Okay, nowadays it would confuse you. Nowadays it would confuse you.
A great book.
It was an amazing book. It was an amazing book. There are scenes that still reverberate in my head. And it wasn't yesterday I was in elementary school. Anyway, maybe one of the best books I read in elementary school. Maybe the best.
Chinese, right?
Yeah, China. China's transition to modernity with everything that entails. Not that I'm against modernity. Anyway, worth reading. Kitzer, I think Rabbi Huda is pro buck, right? Meaning Rabbi Huda is saying the land is so important that Haaretz the Olam Amades, you know, nothing else is important. And Machshava Haaretz, as opposed to Mayan or Elon. He thinks the Aretz is so important, the Iker is always the Aretz. While the Chachamim, well, they are not so machshiv the Aretz, and they say, you know what? When the Aretz needs help, you credit that help. Now, it's a little funny because it's two different kinds of help. The tree is like the fruits come from the tree, which is then in the ground. The Mayan is the opposite. The wheat comes to the ground, which then gets watered by the Mayan. It doesn't seem to be, but you have to say there's some klali machlokes, not so machshiv ba'aretz. So you credit the Mayan or the Elon. I admit it's a little dachuk, like machshiv. If you say we're machshiv the roots versus where it comes from, then it should be the opposite way around. Whereas machshiv the arts more than the tree, should be machshiv the Mayan more than the arts. Are we machshiv the arts or are we not machshiv the arts? And therefore, what comes from Rashi, therefore, says Rashi, therefore, Yavesh Hamayan O Niktat Ha'ilan equals Batel Ha'aretz. It's all Batel. You don't have anything without the Mayan and without the Ilan. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says, nah. Yafesh Hamayan O Niktat Ha'ilan equals Yeshlo. Call Ma Shutzar. Here's everything he needs. Here's the ground. Everything else is just a detail. And that would also affect the brachos. Since Rabbi Yehuda says the tree is just a detail, therefore we credit the ground. Since the Chachamim say that the tree is considered the ikker, therefore, and it's the proximate cause, you have to credit the tree. Tosos would say a little differently. Tosos lefi maharsha, who I think, by the way, is a pashup shot in Tosos. I'm not sure who's right, but he's certainly a simpler shot. He says a little more psychologically. But what would he say? But again, you can't say it's a machlokas in psychology of how cynical people are, because then it has nothing to do with Ikar Ilan Ara, right? It has to go now to Ikar Ilan Ara. And Tosos can be even more dach according to the Marsha. I mean, why did Nachlas Dovin not say the Marsha? Because the Marsha is the simple read of Tosos. Tosos don't matter in general. But it works out a little funny because you have to say that what's the point? Maybe even we have to say it a little different. You have to say, let's say this a little better. No, because it's all in psychology. It's Nira Kikovel, I think you have to say. But Tosling Marsha would say that Rabbi Yehuda thinks that people are machshiv the land, and therefore it's not nira kekovel, because people are machshiv the land. No one thinks it's kovel if something happened to your land, as long as the land's there, as long as no one took your land away. If you sold the land, by the way, everyone agrees maybe for you to kore. And therefore also, in Birith Hadama Yatsa, and this would already be a raya for the Rishash, that you know, brachos depend on what it sounds like to people. On Loshon B'nei Adam. Right? This is the Rishash. He says he's against. He says it was a flock earlier. that this works well for Rishash, that brachos depend on Loshon B'nei Adam. Well, the Chachamim would say, meaning it's the same thing, just in Das B'nei Adam. People are machshiv the add-ons. Now, people are machshiv the add-ons more than the land. Land is land. People are machshiv the add-ons. And therefore, it's nira kekovel. If you lose your add-on, it's nira kekovel. People are machshiv the add-ons. And since people are machshiv the add-ons, then imbirich hadama lo yatsa, and that would work well for the Rishash, who says that brachos, berkos, hanenen, follow lashon, bnei adam. Right? Okay. Kovel, nirik kovel, lachor depends on what people think. Berkos hanenen depends on what people think. So suppose it's not a fundamental machlokas, it's more of a machlokas in what people think. According to my Shafer Rashi, it's some fundamental machlokas, but you see how there's a little dechak here. You see how there's a little dechak here, because like, if you're telling me the machlokas, what's the ikar of an ilan, I understand. Yeah. But once you're not going to be that, you know, nonetheless, whether, how important is the land or the other things? And assuming whether the other thing is a tree or a spring, it's in the same category, it's a little dechak. And what I'm going to claim, not what I'm going to claim, but the Nachlis David is going to claim, but you don't need the Nachlis David, is that because of that dechak, who decided something radical? Because of that dechak, that like, if they're machlokes that Iker Ilan Ara, not Iker Ilan Ara, why should they then have a machlokes about the relationship between the land and springs? And it's dechak to say, well, just how much are we machshev land, or how much are people machshev land? Because really, you should question of how do you look at trees and land should be a separate question of how you look at springs and land. And if you don't think it's a good shot to say like that, then what radical conclusion would you have to come to? You would have to reject our whole Gemara. Okay. Who says Bikurim and Brachos are connected? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not connected. Does anyone say that?
Yeah, the Rambam.
Right? Yeah, the Rambam. Does anyone say that? The Rambam says that. The right, here's the famous machlokas. How do you psak halacha in brachos and in bikurim? What is the mainstream psak halacha? What does Toso say? Venira da halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Dibur Maskel of Tosos? Rabbi Yehuda design Yovish Hamayin v'chuli. Nira da halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda in bikurim. Why? Why is halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda in bikurim? What happened to Yachad v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim? Why is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda and Bikurim? The Sasson and Tanakh Kavasek, the Stam Mishnah and Brachos. Right? So says Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, because the Stam Mishnah and Brachos leads us to Paskin that way in Bikurim as well. And who agrees with Tosos? Almost everyone. Right? Who did I put on the list here? The Rashba and the Ritva, the Rush was in brackets, right? And I'm telling you, you can add a million other people also. Rush, Rashba, Ritva, Vechule. What is the other option? What does the old Gerson the Rambam say? What does the old Gerson the Rambam say? What does the Rashba quote from the Rambam? Says the Rashba, Varambam zal pasa karabanan. Says the Rashba, the Rambam passing like the Rabbanan. What does the Meiri say? Ugdoli mechabrim pasku she'eno korei ve'eno dvarim nirin. Okay, that part of it is not as controversial. He quotes the Rambam as paskening like the Chachamim across the board, meaning that if you say Hadama on a... that if you say Hadama on an apple, you're not Yotze, right? That's the Shita of the Rambam, the Girsa in the Rambam, because what did the Rambam say? It's just a one-word difference in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Birach al Piras ha'ilan bori pri Hadama. What's the Lashon of the Rambam? Birach al Piras ha'ilan bori pri Hadama Yotza. The al, what's the rest of the Rambam? Peiros ha'adama bore priya eitz lo yatsa. Peiros ha'adama bore pri ha'eitz lo yatsa. Some gersos had the word yatsa, some gersos didn't have the word. If you just leave out one word, birach al peiros ha'ilan bore priya adama, v'al peiros ha'adama bore priya eitz lo yatsa. Why is that against our Mishnah? Avad is against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like the Chachamim. Why would Rambam pass like Rabbi Yehuda? That is the Girsa in the first printing of the Rambam, which is what the Beis Yosef had. Right? Beis Yosef had a printed Rambam. That's the Girsa, that's the Beis Yosef had that. And it's not just in printing. The Hagos Ramach, you know, in the Frankel Rambam, no one has a Frankel Rambam here. In the Frankel Rambam, they have these Hagos HaRamach, which is from before printing press. He also had this Girsa in the Rambam. Oh. And he said, and therefore you're wrong, right? It must say the Ramach had this Girsa in the Rambam.
It mentions the Girsa with that.
And the Rash had the Girsa in the Rambam, and lots of other people had the Girsa in the Rambam.
Yeah.
So here is Girsas HaRambam. I mean, it's not just a... not like the printers got it wrong. The Rashba had this girsa, the Rav had this girsa. This was floating around a manuscript. Just the printers happened to make a manuscript with this girsa to print from. I don't mean it was like the printers made a mistake. Harambam Lefi, Rashba, who else did I say? Ramach, Beis Yosef, oh, not all the Rishonim had this girsa. That goes for money, so the Rambam had the other girsa. Right? He says, well, in Bikurim, you pass like the Chachamim, and therefore, very radical, if you made Borei Pri Hadama on an apple, you're not Yotzei B'dieved. So pass like the Chachamim here as well, fascinatingly. By the way, I forgot to, I meant to put this on the course sheet, I forgot. There is one, spoiler alert, this is not the right Girsa in the Rambam. What do we mean, not the right Girsa? If you look in Shapsi Frankel on the side, he says, this is the early printings of the Rambam. And a couple of manuscripts, but 95% of all the manuscripts have the other girsa in the Rambam. I mean, it's clear this is a minority girsa in the Rambam if you go to the earliest manuscripts, meaning the ones from before the Rashba, etc. We have very early manuscripts of the Rambam. It's clear this is the wrong girsa. Does anyone really pass in this way? Yes. I will read to you. I won't make you flip. Remember the Rebav on the side of the Rif? The Rebav actually paskins this way himself. What does he say? I will read it to you. It's very short. Says the Rebav, just listen. He says, "Ovi Gemara mina mind tana de ikar arahu amar of nachrei yitzar Yehudahi alma." Listen to what he adds. Masnisin chida, he armishes that's Yachid of Rabbi Yehuda. Ulistam yichida lo chashinan. Even though it's a stam mishnah, it's a stam yichida, it's a stam mishnah of Shitas Yachid. We don't follow stam mishnah that's a Shitas Yachid. Hilkach idi vi idi lo yotze. Either way, you're not yotze. V'chein kotzav Rabbi Yoshasal. And the Rambam also wrote that. But he's not saying this is my girsa of the Rambam. He's saying this is my girsa of the Rambam. But before I got that, this is what I think. Right? So maybe he's better than the Rambam because this is his actual Shita, not just one girsa. He says, no. We don't paskin like it. There is a there's another shita, which is the Rav Yah. What does the Rav Yah say? He says suffik. Why does he think it's a suffik? Here we get into all these technicalities that Yeshiva Brachim don't really know nowadays. Of how to paskin when there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. We paskin like Stam Mishnah. So we should paskin like Rav Yehuda. Right? But in Bikurim, it's Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim. What's the rule? Halacha Karabin. We should paskin like the Chachamim.
Yeah.
So this is what's called a Stam V'acharkach Machlokas. And there's a lot, the rule is a Stam V'acharkach Machlokas. So, well, it's not so clear what the rule is. If there'd be a Stam V'acharkach Machlokas in, the truth is that there's a lot of unclarities about the rule. Let me just tell you what the Rav Yah tells us. If we have Stam Yechark Machlokas in one Masechet, you always follow what's last. Stam Yechark Machlokas, the Halacha is like the Machlokas against the Stam. Because that's why Rebbe put it as a Stam, but then said there's a Machlokas. If the Machlokas is a Stam, you pass like the Stam, because that's why you put the Stam last to tell you there's a Machlokas in this that we pass it. If it's two different Masechets, we pass it in Seder the Mishnah, right? Interestingly. It's funny, the Gemara sometimes and Tosas very often ask why the Masechtos are in the Seder they're in. Some Chokrim suggested that the Seder of our Mishnayos is actually not substantive at all. It's just in each Seder, it goes from most Prakim to fewest Prakim, which works with only one exception. The Gemara seems to suggest that we paskin ain't Seder la Mishnah, meaning that, yeah, the Seder, we have it in our printed and manuscripts is irrelevant. It could be an order of Prakim, it could be alphabetical, it could be, you know, someone just rolled dice, because we don't really know the order that Rebbe originally had in mind for the Masechtos. We lost the Masorah of the order of the Masechtos. That was never handed down. So if Ein Seder Mishnah, then if it's Brachos and Bikurim, we don't know if it's Stam V'Chakach HaChlokas or HaChlokas V'Chakach Stam. What do you do in such a case? So, if you really want all the shitas, open up your encyclopedia Talmudis under Halacha Kistam Mishnah, and you can find all the shitas. Maybe the difference between maybe the difference in how the machlokas is expressed Does it say names? Does it not say names? Maybe there's a difference between how the Stam is expressed. Says the Rav Yah, since Ein Seder LeMishnah, it's 50-50 suffix, Stam V'Yacharka Machlok, Machlok V'Yacharka Stam, and therefore it's 50-50 suffix. That's the Psak of the Rav Yah Fechling. All the Achronim came up with this chat because of the Rambam. They didn't realize, I mean, they didn't have the kind of library we have, right? They didn't have Kobitz, Mefarshims, and computers, and, you know, even before that, libraries with, you know, with lots of printed books. They hadn't printed them at the time of the classic Rishonim. They didn't realize it was a forced Rav Yah. Says the Rav Yah, Safek. Right? And therefore, what do you do, me, Safek?
Safek Barfas Barfakir.
Safek, you don't say anything. Right? So, Safek, therefore, Lo Yevarech Shug, sort of, he'll say like our Mishnah, but Lav Mitame. Our Mishnah says yes. That Yotza, if you said Hadamah on an apple, you're Yotzei. No, if you said it on an apple, you're Suffolk Yotzei. But Lamaisa comes out the same thing. Don't say another bracha. And here's Suffolk, Lo Yikra. And there he is the same as the Chachamim. In, or maybe say Eno Kore, is more the Lashon Chayiv on the Lomar of Lashon Chazal. Eino kore. And there it's like the Chachamim, but not really like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Eino kore because fundamentally you don't say Mikra Bikurim. We say Eino kore because Suffolk Mikra Bikurim is better not to. Right? Either Suffolk Mexica Shikra is Shevi Al Tasa Adif or Suffolk Nirik Kobel Shevi Al Tasa Adif. That's the assumption. It doesn't say this explicitly in Shas, but it seems to come out of many sugyas that whenever they have sfeikos, you're always not koring misafik. Meaning, shot in all of shas, and don't say, well, it's just saying psukim. Why not say the misafik? No, if you're not supposed to say them, you're not allowed to say them, and therefore misafik, we're not koring. So it comes out like Rav Yehuda and Brachos, and like Chacham and Bikurim, but coincidentally, it's just we're being passive and silent either way.
Can't say that in Rambam, because the Rambam is
in Give me a second, okay. So, now we get to the Rambam. Now we get to the Girsas Harambam. What happened to Beis Yosef? What did Beis Yosef write first? The Beis Yosef or the Kesef Mishnah? Really?
No.
That's not what it looks like here. Here in the Beis Yosef, he only had the vet Girsas in the Rambam. And then the Kesef Mishnah, he says, I found a new Girsas in the Rambam. Right? He says, here's the Rambam. Then I found the new Girsas in the in the Rambam. What does he say? He says, etc. I found another nosach which does have the word yotzei. What? And this is almost all kisveyad. If you look at the Shabbos Frankel, he did good work, and I'm pretty sure that Gosma Moniglos also had this girsa in the Rambam, right? Because meaning you see the Hagos Maimonios, what does he say on the bottom of this Rambam? He says, says the Gos Maimonios, Kistam Masnisen, Chen Kosva Tosfos. That's commenting on the Rambam. The Rambam passed like our Mishnah, like Tosfos. He clearly had our Girsa. Girsa Sarambam. Lefi Hagos Maimonios and the Kesef Mishnah and the most Kisveyad. So let's assume this is the correct Girsa in the Rambam. The Rambam makes trouble. Here he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Yatza. And here he paskins like the Chachamim, that maybe the Eino Kore, and that's what makes all the Achronim have a party, and say, hold on a second, how can the Rambam contradict himself? Right? Everyone else is consistent until now. How can the Rambam contradict himself? Our Gemara says that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rambam should be consistent. And, you know, there are hundreds of Achronim who deal with this. I just, even in brackets where I gave a Richus Nifla, that's only the tip of the iceberg. But I think I tried to give the main pshatim. There are two basic drachim to explain the svara of the Rambam.
before that. I don't understand why you list the rounds together. Rashi clearly considers that the Mishnah, that the Mishnah must be separate cases. Rambam, it's not clear whether it has one case or two separate cases.
No, I think it's clear in the Rambam.
The Yavish Shamayim must be the Yavish Shamayim might kill the tree.
I think he should have said that if that's what he meant. I think also, I hear what you're saying, that maybe he's like the Rosh Mishans. Yeah, I think in the Mishnah he does make it clear, right?
Okay.
Yeah, there is Sadeh who sounds pretty clear that he doesn't mean the Ilanos. I think the Parish Mishnah is pretty clear. Okay, thank you. In any case, so here we have a fundamental machlokes. What does the Pnei Yoshua say for the Rambam? You could put the Pnei Yoshua on the board with one arrow. Where would you draw an arrow on the board to put the Pnei Yoshua on the board? How would you put the Pnei Yoshua on the board as efficiently as possible? Says the Pnei Yoshua, okay, here is, right, let's just put this. Says the Pnei Yoshua, the Rambam is just the Rav Yah. As a matter of fact, he thinks that's also what Tosos meant. When Tosos said Allah Rabbi, he really meant it's a suffix. It's all dachuk to me. But Rav Yah, he didn't have, if the Pnei Yoshua had a Rav Yah, his life would have been easier. Right? Pnei Yoshua just said, right? They hadn't printed the Rav Yah in his days. Pnei Yoshua says, yeah, the Rambam's really passing me suffik like the Rav Yah. He means suffik. And therefore he says, Yotza and Helchos Brachos. And what he means is suffik Yotza, so don't say another bracha. And he says, maybe the Eno Kore and Helchos Bikurim. And what he means is suffik, that it's as if his land is destroyed, so he shouldn't be Kore. Okay, Shalom al Yisrael. The only problem is, that's not really what the Rambam says. The Rambam says Yatza. Yatza means Yatza, not Misafik. And the Rambam over there says, because if you don't have any land. He didn't say because maybe. The Lashon of the Rambam seems very Vadai. All the other Achronim have a lot of trouble believing the Pnei Yoshua. As a matter of fact, you can look at Slach. He asks very, very pointed questions.
Yeah.
Technical question on the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, this Pnei Yoshua is a big fish, but that's not the Pashup shot. The Pashup shot in the Rambam is that... Pashup shot in the Rambam is that all the other Achronim say no. The Rambam meant what he said and said what he meant. The Rambam's language is 100%. Vadai Yotza, Vadai Eino Kori. The Rambam's really a fourth Shita. He's not just the Rav Yah who doesn't know how to speak clearly. So, why would the Rambam defend the Rambam's against our Gemara? So basically, what the Nachlus David says is put two and two together. Yeah, the Rambam's against our Gemara because it's so hard understanding our Gemara, because our Gemara doesn't make sense. Why should, this is what the Nachlus David says. The Nachlus David says, according to Maibshan and Tosos managed to isolate and get rid of this Yavish HaMayan problem, and then our Gemara reads nicely. That's why Tosos followed our Gemara. But the Rambam said very clearly. The Rambam says, what's the machlokes? Whether land without a mayan or land without trees is considered to be worthwhile or not worthwhile. Why should, that seems to be a general machlokes about the glass being half full and half empty. Why should the Iker Ilan Ara, why should the same machlokes that Iker Ilan Ara also affect the Yavish HaMayan, as the Nachlus David says? Basically, what is the Nachlus David say? Rambam lefi Nachlas David. He says it explicitly, but all the Achronim except for the Pnei Yoshua understand the Rambam this way. The Rambam just broke our Gemara. The Rambam broke our Gemara. He says, no, there's no connection between Brachos and Bikurim. There's no connection between Brachos and Bikurim. They're two separate machlokos. One machlokos is in Brachos. Rabbi Yehuda holds Iker Ilan Ara. And the Chachamim hold that the Iker Ilan is, we'll use the phrase, the Ilan. Then there's a separate machlokas in Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that land that lost its special that lost its special power is still the same land. And the Chachamim hold, what's Losh of the Rambam? Is Batal Ara. Kemisha ein lo karka shari avda. No, land that lost. I mean special power. Special power sounds like, you know, Fantastic Four or something. Its ability to produce is still the same land. And you know what? You'll figure out another way to get it to produce. No, land that lost its ability to produce is, what's his lashon? Is Misha in Lokakshav of the is destroyed. Okay, they have a separate, they have two separate machlokas. One is a machlokas in Mikra Bikurim. Is it called having the land if the land doesn't have the ability to produce these fruit, this fruit anymore? The Chachamim say no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. The other machlokas is about where apples grow from. Do they grow from a tree or do they grow from the ground? They have nothing to do with each other. And that's why the Rambam says in Achlas David, because the Rambam looked at our Gemara and said, they're arguing about Mayan also there. There's not really Tzad HaShava. I think this is Dochuk to make it a Tzad HaShava. I'm not going to go to Kovel and I'm not going to say it's a general machlokas on perspective of land versus everything. No, this machlokas is about how trees grow. And this is a machlokas about whether the glass is half full or half empty. You know, if you have something, but it doesn't work anymore, is it, do you still have it or not? They're two separate machlokos. And that is where the Rambam's coming from. And now we're left with just one pesky question, which is, it's very nice the Rambam rejects our Gemara, but you're not allowed to reject a Gemara. So then we have two choices, and you could pick whatever poison desire. Then we end with this, we will end. And that's got to be pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam just rejects our Gemara. Why does he reject our Gemara? Because our Gemara doesn't make so much sense anyway. So of course he was looking to reject our Gemara. But that's not Judaism. You're not allowed to say the Gemara doesn't make sense to reject it. So the Rambam, what about our Gemara? So there are two good answers to the million very Polish answers. But I'll just share two, and then you could come up with as many as you want. I guarantee you could find 20 more answers. What's the answer of the Kesef Mishnah and others?
Based on Yerushalmi.
Ah, it's Machlokas in the Yerushalmi. Kedea Acheres be Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has two deos, whether there's the same Machlokas or different. One day the Yerushalmi says, that's the same exact Machlokas in Brachos and Bikurim. The other day it says, nah, everyone agrees in Brachos. So he said, like the other day in the Yerushalmi, he has the right to pass like the second day in the Yerushalmi against the first day in the Yerushalmi, which is the same as the Bavli. Then the Achronim go crazy. Does he? Are you allowed to paskin if there's 2 days in the Yerushalmi and one of them is the Bavli? Are you allowed to paskin like the other day? Maybe the Rambam thought he was when the Svara was very strong. That's one pshat, but the Nachlas David and the Shagas Aryeh say, and they're sort of similar, is that Argamar never meant it. Say Argamar never meant it. No. Our Gemara, I wonder if the Rambam could say, because it has the last word in Yerushalmi's fourth art, our Gemara never meant it, but our Gemara says, who's the Tanit's Rabbi Yehuda, what they meant, and this is going to be a little dachuk, but Svara, it's good, you're allowed to be dachuk in the Lashon. What they meant is, who explicitly says something which sounds this way, Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Chachamim, we're not sure what they mean. But we just meant at least Rabbi Yehuda says this, because Rabbi Yehuda says that you can do mikra bikurim even after losing the tree. So our Gemara just meant, mantana ikur ilan arahi, at least Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't mean only Rabbi Yehuda, we mean at least Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda for sure says this. So chacham, we have to analyze more. Now I admit, that is a little dachuk. It's not the standard way of reading Mantana, etc. But there are many, many, many other answers to the acronym. You can look through all the acronym, see if you come up with an answer that's less dachuk than these. There are answers that are very clever. I found them all to be more dachuk than these. But if you get one, you're convinced of it, we can find it out. Lemaisa, the Rambam is going to say something dachuk to get out of our sugya, either in pasuk like the other day in the Yerushalmi, or our sugya was sort of lav davka and never meant it. Our Gemara just said, for sure, at least Rabbi Yehuda says this. But we're not guaranteeing that the Chacham don't, because really everyone agrees. But that's basically the chap of the Rambam that regards how you pass by Bikurim, you can still pass in like our Mishnah in Brachos, because everyone knows that the tree grows from the ground. That's not a secret, regardless of what you think about damaged fields for Mikra Bikurim. Okay, we got almost to the end of number two here. Let's consider we finished number two, and maybe we'll just throw it in later. We'll pick up with number three, Amir Tzashem, and we will continue on to the next Gemara. So just before I send out the Makoros, the next topic will be what is a tree and what is a vegetable, which is basically continuing the Gemara until the third line of Amud Beis. There's a very important Tosos, a very important Rush here, very important Mordechai here. And that'll be a good start. So again, until the third line of Amud Beis, Tosos, very important Rush, and very important Mordechai. And then if you run out of Makoros, and I haven't sent them out yet, you can ask me.
Okay, I'm going to shift for it.